Psalm 105 is one of the psalms that recount the wonders God has done for Israel. It teaches that if we remember biblical wonders and our own wonders, we will experience them again in a fresh way. Our hearts will be filled with gratefulness, and we will confidently look to the Lord for His strength in the present. Psalm 105, 1-5. Last year, the Holy Spirit encouraged me to remember my wonders. I'm encouraging you to do the same. It will make a big difference in your life. One of my wonders was seeing God as my Father. It revolutionized my life and continues to transform me. One evening, about 14 years ago, as I was getting in bed, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "There is a visitation coming." Immediately, the fear of God came over me. I knew this was real. About a week later, I had a very powerful dream. In the first part of the dream, the Lord told me about an individual in our church having a demon. He said specifically what type of demon it was. It turned out to be just as the Lord said. That began a new era of dreams about people, situations, and so on. That has continued to this day. In the next part of the dream, I was sitting on the deck at my house waiting on the Lord to visit Becky. I got up from the deck and went inside to encourage and comfort her. We were both terrified. I went back to the deck and waited for the Lord. After some time, I knew the Lord had come and I went inside. Becky stood up and she was glowing like she was on fire. Becky is a type of our church. Years later, the river of God came into our church and did indeed set many of us on fire. In the final part of the dream, I was told to go to a friend's home to tell them to get ready for a visit from the Lord. It was early in the morning before daybreak. I arrived at their house, opened the door, and it frightened them. They did not want me to come in. I announced myself and said, "The Lord is coming." Much like the bride in Song of Solomon 5, 1-9, the Lord will visit us at an inopportune time, and although we love the Lord, our devotion to Him will have become drowsy. It was an invitation from the Lord to be devoted to Him in the darkness that we would experience after the Spirit would move so powerfully with us. All three parts of that dream have been fulfilled in a measure. The next day, I was caught up in the realm of the Spirit. I can only describe the place I went as more real than anything here. I walked up to what I knew to be the heart of the Father. I touched it, and my hand went into His heart. I felt pure love, a love nothing as I have ever felt. The definitions we have for the Father's love in no way communicate what His love really is like. There are no words that can adequately describe His love. His heart is vast. It is big as the sky. The sky is everywhere. The Father's heart is big like that. There is no place you can go, and His heart is not there. The Father has things in His heart, and He is looking for those whom He can share His heart with. He was inviting us to be some of those people. I saw His heart, felt His heart, and heard His heart. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.